This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. The muon is a particle about 200 times the mass of an electron that exists for only about 2 millionths of a second, that continually strikes every inch of Earth's surface, and that seems to behave in a way that pokes a hole in long-accepted laws of physics. Muons, first discovered in the late 1930s, are formed in nature when cosmic rays strike particles in our planet's atmosphere. Muons are passing through you and everything around you at a speed close to that of light. And in April 2021, the particle made news headlines after researchers at the U.S. government's Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, more commonly known as Fermilab, released the initial results of a three-year-long muon G2 experiment. The Fermilab study confirmed previous findings that the muon behaves in a way that's contrary to the standard model of particle physics, which is the theoretical framework that aims to describe how reality works at the tiniest level. It's also referred to as the present theory. Muons, which exist in a sea of other tiny particles and antiparticles that affect them, actually are slightly more magnetic than the standard model would predict. That, in turn, points to the possible existence of other, still unknown particles or forces. As one of the researchers, physicist Jason Bono, explained in a news release from his alma mater, Florida International University, the team knew that if they confirmed the discrepancy in muons' magnetism, quote, we wouldn't know exactly what's causing it, but we would know it's something that we don't understand yet. The initial results, along with other recent particle research, could help build the case for a new system of physics that would replace the standard model. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Mark B. Wise, a professor of high-energy physics at the California Institute of Technology and a member of the prestigious National Academy of Sciences. And if that doesn't sufficiently impress you, he also served as a technical consultant on particle accelerators for the 2010 film Iron Man 2. Wise explained, muons are like electrons, except 200 times heavier. According to Einstein's formula, E equals mc squared, This means that muons at rest have greater energy than electrons. This allows them to decay to lighter particles while still conserving energy overall. Another key difference is that electrons are believed to be pretty close to immortal, but muons only exist for 2.2 millionths of a second before they decay into an electron and two kinds of neutrinos. The muons that are constantly being created when cosmic rays strike particles in Earth's atmosphere travel astonishing distances in their brief existence, moving at close to the speed of light. They strike Earth's surface and pass through almost everything in their immediate path, potentially penetrating a mile or more into the Earth. Some have described muons as the key to understanding all subatomic particles, though Wise doesn't go quite that far. He said, "In the search for physics beyond our present understanding, you should study all particles. The muon has some advantages, though. For example, its anomalous magnetic moment is very precisely predicted, which makes it more sensitive to new physics beyond our present theory that would alter this prediction. At the same time, it can be measured very precisely." Studying muons isn't a simple matter, though. Fermilab is using a 700-ton device containing three rings, each 50 feet or 15 meters in diameter, that was shipped by barge and truck to Illinois from its original home at Brookhaven National Laboratory in New York a few years back. The device is capable of generating a magnetic field of 1.45 Tesla, which is approximately 30,000 times that of Earth's magnetic field. Wise said, "It's fascinating that to study something so tiny and short-lived, they need these huge pieces of equipment. When they're produced at high energy, they travel almost at the speed of light and can travel a fair distance before they decay. So you might look for the evidence they leave in a detector." For example, since muons are charged particles, they can ionize the matter they pass through. And the electrons that are produced by this ionization can be detected, according to Wise. The Fermilab team's recent discovery that the particle is slightly more magnetic than physicists expected is significant. Wise said, "It disagrees with the present theory's prediction for the muon magnetic moment. So there is some new physics beyond that in our present theory that is present and changes the prediction for this quantity." Like many important discoveries, the Fermilab's finding raises more new questions. And there's much that scientists still want to know about the muon. Wise said, "What is the new physics?" is the question it raises. There are also some other anomalies that are not explained in the standard model that involve muons. Are they all connected in some way? Wise also sounds a note of caution about the Fermilab findings. A quote, "It may be there is some systematic effect in the experiment that is not understood and is impacting the interpretation of the measurement. Similarly for the theory. So this anomaly could ultimately disappear. It is very important to check such things as much as possible." Today's episode is based on the article, "Muons, the Subatomic Particles Shaking Up the World of Physics," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.